Good morning. This is Brother Jerry again with the inspiration this morning. Just a desire to inspire each one listening to speak the Lord and know Him and know His ways. Just like to read a verse here, a couple verses in Matthew 7, starting in verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Or the King James would say, workers of iniquity. Therefore, whoever hears these things of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these things of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rains descended, the floods came, winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And so it was when Jesus was at the end of these things that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just want to continue a little on the thoughts of yesterday. I shared a little on how the Lord Jesus, what he, the extent he went to bring us back into relationship with him, how he left all of heaven and came seeking the lost, the people that desire something different in life. And then we in turn maybe experience him or to some degree, and we turn around and try to follow him. And I think the Lord has designed it so that we continue speaking his will and never stop seeing what his desire is and continuing to grow and to continue knowing what his will might be in everyday life. And here's a verse that has already really caused me to stop and look at it honestly as far as when I'm at with it and what the Lord is trying to say here. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. So what is his will? One of it is definitely if you go all the way back, this is the end of his teaching, so to speak, in Matthew 7. If you start in Matthew 5, there's just a lot to be said, but it seems like there's no wonderful works or not a whole lot of, he's not asking anywhere in there that we cast out demons. He's asking us to do our giving in secret and all these, where it seems like Jesus is in the hidden things that we do sometimes, and we don't always get instant results. And that, I think, is what he's trying to say here. We love to have instant results in this day and age. We feel good if we'd be able to cast out a demon or if we just if we go help someone or whatever, and it's just you get instant results and an instant reward almost. We like that. And I think what the Lord is trying to say here is, are you willing to give and give and give and hardly see any results? Maybe down the road you will. There will be results if it's from the Lord and you're giving out of selflessness and all that. But what I started seeing here is we come from not knowing the Lord at all, and then we might experience the Lord or see him moving somehow, and then we start seeking after signs and wonders maybe, or it's pretty natural for that to happen. I'm not against signs and wonders, but obviously the Lord is saying that's not how you know me, is by my signs and wonders, but to know me, be one with me in the spirit and know what my heart is. And that's, I started seeing that follows through in marriage. In the beginning, God created Adam and Eve and for a relationship, and interesting how this word, I never knew you, is the same word that is written in Genesis where it says Adam knew Eve. and that was a physical, and she conceived, it was a physical relationship. And that is something as humans we can be married, and at least that's my experience, and the married life is, our married life has had its ups and downs, but there is, I think we many times miss what the Lord really desires in a marriage, and same with us being the bride of Christ, and he wants to be one with us and be our groom, and us being the bride. How much we just live off experiences rather than knowing him. And that's, I guess I was just recognizing that in my own life, that there's a big difference between being one with your wife in the spirit, knowing how to care for her and how to lay down your life, and not just live off the natural experiences of marriage, or that is such a short pleasure, if you will. It's a little like an experience with the Lord, like casting out a demon or whatever. And not wrong, maybe, but there's so much more to be had of the Lord, so much more to be one with him and know him. And if you do cast out a demon, or if you, I don't know if I can bring this out, but if you, let's just say that Adam knew Eve, and that's part of married life experience, but if that's all you're experiencing in life, and that's where you're getting your life from, it will not ever feel the need to be one in the spirit. That's where your soul is satisfied. And it's the same with knowing the Lord. If you just know him in the natural and you see things, let's just say signs and wonders, you have your reward, that something shifts and the experience, and you see the Lord moving. But yet life goes on, and you're still not connected with the Lord, or not experiencing all that the Lord wants in a relationship, you come up empty. And that's just my thoughts on these verses this morning, to be one with the Lord in spirit too, and experiencing him in the little things in life, and not just casting out demons and signs and wonders and many wonderful things, and getting life out of and just helping someone can be nothing wrong. It's wonderful. It's good. We're asked to do that. But then if that's all that you're experiencing from the Lord, I feel like we miss so much. So my desire is that each person listening would continue seeking the Lord and building a relationship at a spiritual level to know him in an intimate way, if you will. I hope that was clear enough. I'm not sure that I came across clear enough, but that's just some thoughts I've been having to encourage us to, as Christians, to continue seeking the Lord and having coming into communion with him and knowing what his heart is moment by moment, and not getting caught up in wanting another experience or something to get life from, just to rest in the Lord day by day in the little things too. Well, may the Lord bless you, and Lord willing, I'll maybe share some more tomorrow.